You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
He is the former UFC light heavyweight champion of the world and still one of the top light heavyweight fighters in the world. And I have a feeling we have a lot to talk about today. I am always happy to speak to the great Jan Blachowicz. Jan, how are you, my friend?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you.
Appreciate you taking the time as always. As I said, we have a lot to talk about. You've had some words to say on Twitter. We're kind of looking at the lay of the land of light heavyweight. So what's going on, Jan? Because I know we've been waiting to hear about your fight. You come out of the win against Alexander Rakic. We all assume it's going to be the title fight. And then it just kind of doesn't happen. So what's going on?
You know, what's going on? I'm starting to do something because nothing happened, you know, serious. Nobody knows nothing. I'm still waiting for some decision, no fight. So I just start talking about up to Glover. To make some decision, to UFC, make some decision, because, you know, nothing happened, you know. I'm waiting. How long I can wait?
Absolutely.
I want to know. I want to fight, you know. I want date and the place.
Absolutely. It looked like, you know, immediately after your fight, it looked like it was going to be you and Jiří. And I know we've talked about that a lot. It would be a huge fight, massive fight for Europe. Made all the sense in the world. You're coming off a win. You know, he was coming off the fight with Glover, seemed to make a lot of sense, but then he called out Glover and said he wanted the rematch. And I get it. I understand it wasn't maybe his best night at the office. I get it. A lot of respect for Glover, and I know you have a lot of respect for Glover, but was it disappointing? Did it make you angry that he decided to call his shot as champion? Because typically, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jan, because you were a champion, champions usually just fight who they're told to fight, right? Like, you're not calling out people at that point. You're just fighting because you're now the guy with the target on your back.
Of course. But anyway, he said my name a couple of times. He wanted me. I am the next in the line. And now he changed his mind. I don't know why. And that's it. You know, that's why I'm a little bit annoying about this situation. And that's it, you know. He should to fight against me. This is going to be a great fight if he, you know, make this fight with me in for Europe, like you said before. I think Europe and the world deserve for this fight. Fans want this fight, so I don't know why he don't want this fight.
Yeah, I know, you know, right after his win, he said that, you know, he considered you his most difficult challenge. He said you were probably the toughest challenge for him in the division. Yeah, and, of course, you were coming off the win of Iraq. So it kind of made sense, right? Like, it made sense that that would happen.
Of course, he said that. We can find this in a couple last interviews. So in his samurai code, he should to fight against me, but he don't keep this samurai code. I think he don't trick the serious. And that's it, you know. He become like a politics right now, and, you know, he changed his mind.
Yeah. I know he said on Twitter, he said something to the effect of, you know, he never promised you a fight. He just said it's a fight he wanted, and you were a difficult fight for him. But again, as champion... Again, I have nothing against Glover Teixeira. This is nothing against Glover at all. But, you know, again, it was a definitive ending. He choked him out. He got the win. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for Glover Teixeira. He's a legend. And you know, good for him. But it just seemed like that was the fight to make, you know, considering your last fight and his last fight. It just made all the sense in the world.
Of course, you know, it's simple. You know, I won my fight. He won his fight. He defended the belt. So I am next. That's it. It's for me, it's simple. But... you know, I just, you know, don't know what to say more, you know, because it's a little bit annoying, you know. That was a great fight between him and Glover. I've got respect for both of them, but just, you know, make some decision. And UFC, of course, they have to do some decision also because we're waiting for something and nothing happened.
Yeah. Have you spoken to the UFC
No politics, just do this fight, you know.
Yeah. Have you spoken to the UFC at all? Have they reached out to you at all in terms of...
Yeah, I spoke with them every day almost. What the decision, do you have something, you know, something news? And that's it.
Have they told you like what they want to do? Have they said, hey, we want to do the fight with Jiří or anything?
You know, they're just, you know, thinking what to do. That's it, you know. That's why I'm a little bit annoying, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I know also, you know, listen, you know, I get like it's annoying. I get like it's irritating because you want to fight. You want to book a date and you want to know when you're coming back. Considering that, you know, Jiří had said, you know, you were his toughest challenge and you seem to be the next guy in line. We all heard this. We know the interviews. And again, the UFC can make a different decision. That's up to the UFC. Does it make you lose any respect for Jiří that he went that route, that he kind of called for your fight and then he switched his mind? And now, not saying he's avoiding you. I don't want to make it sound like he's avoiding you. It just seems like he's kind of moved on.
I don't lose respect to his skills and his, you know, like what he can do in the octagon, but I lose a little bit respect what he's, you know, saying and what he's doing.
Yeah. Now I know that on, you know,
I
Twitter.
I will not believe him anymore.
Yeah. How, in a perfect world, like how soon would you want to fight? Because we're already booking cards through the end of the year. Like, I assume you'd like to fight before the end of the year.
Yeah, I would like to fight this year. Yeah, before end of this year.
Yeah.
So,
would you be disappointed? You know, would you be upset, I should say, if they do end up booking the fight between Jiří and Glover?
Of course, you know, because I want this fight. I want to fight for the title. But if they do it, what can I do more? I can do a different fight or just wait. But if I will wait, I don't have, you know, I don't know they're gonna give me or they're gonna give someone else. So. We will see what's going to happen. But I think if they give, you know, fight for the rematch, they make the rematch. So I think that I will take a different fight.
Yeah. Yeah. The downside of the rematch is if Glover somehow wins, you know, I think Glover might retire. You know, that might be the problem. I think if he wins, he would retire. I don't know that he would stick around to defend the title again. And I think Glover, I know you have a lot of respect for Glover and you said you would love to rematch him and love to fight him again. I just personally think if he fights Jiří a second time and wins, I think he retires. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm afraid about this also. I've got a lot of respect to Glover. I like him, but I'm afraid that he do this kind of decision and what next, you know, what then?
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, we will see. I hope so, you know, even if he will fight against Jiří and if he won the fight, he will not go to retire. And he give me the rematch, not, you know, like a trilogy with Jiří or something like this.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Agreement.
Yeah. Now, the other side, I know that on Twitter you had a little bit of back and forth with Magomed Ankalaev. I know that's a fight Magomed has called for. He says the UFC has spoken to him about fighting you, but you said the UFC hasn't spoken to you about fighting him, right?
Yep, that's true. I don't know nothing about this fight. Just this is what he say on internet.
Yeah. What do you think of Ankalaev in terms of like what he's been doing lately?
Yeah, he's a good fighter. Very good. And that's it. I don't know him personally, so sometimes he don't understand what I say on internet, and that's it, you know.
If the fight
but
with
yeah, he's a good fighter, very good fighter.
Yeah. If the fight with Jiří doesn't happen, would you be interested in Ankalaev?
You know, I never. If UFC give me some opponent, I never, you know, choose my opponents. If they send me email with opponent, I always accept that, you know. But I believe they will send me email with Jiří.
Yeah.
With me in the name.
That is the fight I think we all want to see. It is a very big fight, and we all know. Now, the only disappointing side, Jan, is that if it happens this year, it wouldn't happen in Europe. And you and I know that would be a massive fight in Europe. But would you be okay? I mean, I know you would be, but I mean, would you be okay if it had to happen in New York or Vegas, something like that? You wouldn't get to fight in Europe. Would that be okay?
I will be okay, but this fight, if I will fight against you, this fight has to happen in Europe, you know? I don't, for me, it's like a natural thing, you know? Whole yeah. Europe will come and watch this fight, you know?
Where would you like it to happen? Like where, I mean, yeah. Poland would be, Warsaw, Poland would
National
be huge.
Stadium, Poland, Poland National Stadium in Warsaw.
Yeah.
They will, you know, my dreams come true.
Yeah.
60,000 people, imagine that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. I know we've talked before about Jiří, you know, again, in terms of his skills, you have a lot of respect for his skills, but I really do like that matchup. You know, I really do like that matchup for you. I think it's a really fun fight. Legendary Polish power against kind of Jiří's kind of crazy, wild style. I mean, it seems like a really fun fight, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, his style, my style, I think that's going to be a great fight. We have to just, you know, do it, you know, just sign the contract, do this and make some money on this fight. And that's it, you know?
Yeah. If Jiří is listening to this interview right now, and he may be, we don't know, you know, he likes to respond on Twitter. He likes to talk a little bit. What is your message to Jiří Prochazka right now?
What is my message to Jiří? Jiří, kamaráde, this is in Czech. If you not make this fight right now, it's gonna be really a bad move for you, no? Because whole Europe waiting for this. This is the best time for us to make this fight, you know? Make money on this fight and make this fight here in Europe. There's not gonna be better time for me and for you to make this fight right now.
Yeah, it would get a lot of attention.
This fight, all my career, you know, I was in the, I almost, you know, they almost kicked me out from UFC and I become a champion, so, you know, I just deserve for this fight.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I think it is a really fun fight. And again, you are
a former champion, you know. I just deserve for this fight, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you're not asking for anything to be handed to you. You went out and fought and won against another top contender. You beat Alexander Rakic. You went out there and beat a top guy. So it's not like you're asking for a title fight off a loss, or you're asking for something you didn't earn.
Exactly. That's why I want this fight. You know. I'm just, you know, I am the top in the division. He's the champion, so that's it. You know, I'm not no name. I'm not from, you know, under the ranking. You know, I'm just, you know, ready for this fight.
Yeah, yeah. I think it makes a lot of sense. It's a great matchup. And listen, we got cards to fill. We got the big card in New York. Of course, we know that Israel Adesanya is going to fight Alex Pereira. We got the card in December, the year-end card, which is big. But as you mentioned, this would be huge in Europe, too. Would you be willing to wait in terms of, you know, you're getting the title fight? Would you be willing to wait a little longer in terms of maybe you don't fight this year, fight early next year? Would you be willing to wait if you know it's the title fight?
Yeah. If they send me the contract that I'm next one, I can wait. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a great... And listen, I understand... You know, I understand Jiří wants to have a better fight than he had against Glover. I get that. I'm sure there's a lot of fights from your past that you won that you'd like to, you know what, I could do better. But he won. He finished him. You know what I mean? It's weird that, and Glover was on his first title defense. It wasn't like Glover was like a, you know, five-time defending champion and he went out there and you know, lost. It's a weird one, right? And it's nothing against Glover. Let me be clear. I'm not saying there's anything against Glover Teixeira. He's a legend. I love Glover. But an automatic rematch, to me, just didn't make a lot of sense.
For me also, I agree with you, you know. Now, you know, Glover need to do some fight like me after losing with him. And now I'm ready to take the belt again, you know. And that's it, you know.
Yeah.
It makes sense for me. I'm the next. They can fight, you know. He can fight with the Uncle Ev or... different fight, I don't know. And next one for the title again.
Yeah, as I say, I'm sure you would gladly offer Glover a title shot. You become champion again. I'm sure you would love to give him a title shot.
Of course, I will, you know, because I would like to have this rematch with him, you know. This is only one rematch what I would like to, you know, with all the respect to Glover, I like him, but this is the one rematch what I would like to make.
Can I ask how you feel you match up with Jiří? Because he is kind of a crazy fighter, you know, very unpredictable, you know, unorthodox, doesn't throw, you know, he's not the most technical fighter, but he's very explosive, very dangerous. How do you feel you match up with Jiří?
Yeah, he's got this crazy style, but he's very good. It's working. But he's got a lot of holes, you know, with this his stand-up, you know. And I see this horse every time when he's fighting. So I will find the way to knock him out.
Yeah, you are very technical on your feet, Jan. You have a lot of power, but you're also very technical with your striking. Do you feel like that's one area where you beat him? Because he gets hit. Jiří gets hit. He allows himself to get hit. And we know the legendary Polish power, it only takes one. Do you feel like that's a big difference in this fight? If he does his crazy wild style, you touch him one time, that may be
maybe
it.
Maybe not one, but twice. For sure. I think that, his crazy style is really good, but my technical stand-up and the power stand-up, it's just better, than he've got. And like I told you, he've got a lot of holes, and I know how to find the way to knock him out.
Yeah. You said on Twitter, no politics, and forgive me for saying, no bullshit, let's just get this fight done. Is there any part of you, and again, I'm not trying to stir controversy on, is there any part of you that feels like Jiří is avoiding you?
I don't know, I don't catch the sense a little bit. Okay, now I got it. Maybe a little bit, because I think maybe in his head, it's better to lose the belt against Glover than with me in Europe,
Yeah. Yeah, that is...
Because I'm his neighborhood, And I think this maybe that's why he's doing that.
Yeah, it would be so huge, though, right? I mean, we've talked about this, how huge that fight would be for Europe. We said that, two or three fights ago, we were talking about that, about how big that fight would be. Could you imagine Warsaw Stadium packed out, 60,000-plus people for a UFC title fight? I mean, it would be insane.
Crazy, I believe that we can do it, I believe in that. We've got a lot of good fighters from Poland in UFC. We can do it, we can do it. And the people, not only in Poland, but people in Europe will come and, see this fight live.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jan, I appreciate you doing this today. I know you've got a lot of, a lot of options, but the option you want, and I think the option that makes the most sense is the title fight. I think it's a fight we all want to see. And we know, here's the thing, and I want to make this clear, no fight's been booked. Nothing's been signed. They've not said, the UFC, Jiří said he wanted Glover. The UFC has never said that. The UFC has never said, we're booking Jiří and Glover. They've never said that.
That's why I started, this conversation, talking,
Yeah.
Because I want this fight, nobody talking, nothing, so I start talking because I deserve for this fight.
Absolutely, I agree. Well, Jan, I hope it happens. I love this matchup. Since the day Jiří won the title, I thought this was the fight that made the most sense. I thought you looked fantastic in your last fight. I think this is the one we all want to see, and I hope it happens. We're going to get some buzz going, and hopefully next time we talk. Now, you realize we're going to do this interview right now. If the fight gets booked, you better be calling me back for the first interview if this title fight gets booked, right? Right?
I promise to you.
Well,
I keep my word.
Don't absolutely. Worry. Jan, it is always a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate the time. Hopefully, like I said, next time we talk, it's because the title fight is booked and we're talking about the matchup between you and Jiří Prochazka after the contracts are signed.
Yes, of course. I believe that's going to happen, and talk to you soon.
All right, Jan.
Bye-bye. You're going to be first.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Talk soon.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Support for this show comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the big hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.